Well, Lunar New Year Festival is coming up on February the 22nd at North Quincy High School. Philip Chong from Quincy Asian Resources is here to tell us all about it. Happy New Year, Philip.
Happy New Year, Joe. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
38th annual this year. It is the year of the horse, right?
The fire horse. The year of the fire horse.
Fire horse.
Yes.
What's a fire horse?
Extra. Extra hot. Very competitive. So with the Chinese elements, we have fire, we have wood, we have the soil. So this year, with the horse on top of it, is the fire element.
Okay.
So, yes.
And again, what characteristics are associated with people who were born in the year of the fire horse?
Strong. Definitely strong.
Yes.
Being competitive.
Okay.
And then also a go-to person. So definitely is a good horse, good sign.
Okay.
I mean, of course, compared to dragon, which is my sign, is pretty competitive, like, you know, on top of it. So,
okay.
Yes.
And what was last year, by the
last
way?
Last year was the snake.
Okay.
Yes. And the year before was a dragon.
Okay.
I believe, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
February the 22nd, as I mentioned, begins at noon at North Quincy High School. Not only is this the 38th Lunar New Year Festival, it's also the 25th anniversary for Quarry this year,
the
right?
The 25th?
Yeah.
Can you believe that?
No.
Started in 2001.
Yeah.
And it's been a great 25 years. It's not easy, but with all the support from all the great people, students, Quincy Public School, the city, you. So
remember when it was founded? Yes.
Yes.
Sure.
So
it has grown by leaps and bounds.
Yes.
Yes. Really, relatively short period of time, wouldn't you say?
I mean, you really think so?
For an organization, yeah.
Yes.
I think so. Yeah.
I feel very long.
Because
25 years.
Well, you have not been there 25 years.
Next year would be my 10th year.
10th year?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. Can you believe that?
So quite a long time.
When we first met.
And it's grown. It's multi-state now. It is.
Yes.
Grown,
yes.
You know, from
yes.
Massachusetts to New York, Rhode Island.
Rhode Island. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. But Quincy's always our home.
Sure.
Yes.
But it's even grown in Quincy.
Yes. Yes.
From the center up to North Quincy, right?
Yes. Yeah. And Quincy's just been dear to us, and the needs. And just the growing Asian population and immigrants population. So besides providing, you know, language access, we see the growing Spanish-speaking, Portuguese-speaking, and other immigrants. So we've been partnering with the school, with the city, with community partners like QCAP, the library, the YMCA. So it's been a journey. So.
I know a point of pride for you is your workforce development program.
Yes.
Yeah. How is that going?
It's so far so good,
okay.
But it's not easy.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the landscape always changing, as
yes.
you know. There's a recent major layoff across sectors. So we still working really hard. This is our 6-7 years in terms of our workforce initiative. Our workforce, besides providing workforce training, we in partnership with Quincy College for the hospitality training program.
Sure.
We also partner with employers with large immigrant workforce populations.
Yes.
So we bring our services, including English learning, citizenship, health and wellness at the workplace to support the immigrant workforce population.
Yes. Can you maybe name some of those partners, Philip?
So we've been working with Amazon, we've been working with a hospital, including Beth Israel Hospital, Boston College Hotels, and we also work very closely with Fuji Group right now,
yes.
And then also restaurants in Quincy area as well.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Are you looking for more partners for that particular program?
We're looking for, we're definitely looking for partners. We're looking for pathways in the mutual ways. So whatever that will help create pathways for our clients.
Yeah.
So we'll definitely work with a partner very closely. So
okay.
Yeah.
So if folks, I mean, if there are immigrants that are trying to connect with you
yes.
to get a job,
yes.
they should do that, right?
They can definitely check okay. our website, quariusa.org.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay. Are you seeing an increased need on that level from the
yes.
immigrant community?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So, but don't get me wrong, the employment market is very finicky too. Mm-hmm. So it based on demand, consumer, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So, but so far across Quincy and the Greater South Shore, we see the demand. So yes.
Okay. I know another point of pride, the program you'd helped develop was your mental health counseling program.
Yes.
Yeah, how's that going?
We're doing great. So we have clinicians
yes.
that partner with the QPS. So we right now we're working with Quincy High, North Quincy High, and some of the middle school and elementary schools.
Really?
We do have walk-in hours. I believe that at North Quincy High, every Wednesday, we do have walk-in hours. We partner with Walker and the Guidance Council at North Quincy High.
At so you bring the program to the schools?
Yes,
oh,
yes,
okay.
yes, yes. So our clinicians, they are bilingual and trilingual.
Sure.
So they provide counseling services. They also providing in the macro level, because we have a mentoring program, we have a leadership program for the youth. So they also being part of it. So it's not just on the clinical side, it's
yes.
on the macro side.
Okay,
yeah.
All right. Can we talk about the Lunar New Year Festival?
If you want to.
Yes, I want to.
Yes, I wonder why I'm here.
You're here for anything you want to talk about,
Thank
Philip.
You, Joe. Thank you.
Sunday, February 22nd, begins at noontime at North Quincy High School.
Yes.
Tell me all about it.
It's the 38th Lunar New Year Festival.
That's amazing.
That's amazing,
yeah.
right? So it's a year of horse. Actually, starting at 11 a.m.
Oh.
The 12 p.m. is the opening ceremony.
Oh, I see. Okay.
No, you got it right. You got it right. 12 p.m. is the opening ceremony
okay.
with the lion dance, with all the performances. And then we have a lot of vendors, food vendors, hot and cold. So. And then we also have Go of Fortune. We have arts and crafts, a lot of things for the children and family. So it is a great time to bring the community together, celebrating the culture, celebrating the history, and then celebrating the pride of the city of Quincy.
Yes.
Yeah.
This, I think we've talked about before, is probably one of, if not the largest type of its festival
yes.
in New England?
Yes. Yeah, I think August Moon definitely is quite big,
yes.
and then Lunar New Year. I think what I'm grateful is so far for the last 10 years, I've seen a lot of community celebrating Lunar New Year, joining us in different time.
Yeah.
So I believe the actual first day of Lunar New Year is on the 17th,
oh, okay.
February 17th,
okay.
yes. So. So around 17 and the month of February, people are celebrating. So
it's yes. not just a one day affair, right?
Yeah, it's 15 days.
Oh, 15 days.
15 days usually.
Okay.
So yeah,
it's like you said, one of the two major events in the Asian
Quincy.
Culture. Right?
Yeah. yeah, Asian culture and also in Quincy.
Okay. In Quincy,
yes,
of course.
Quincy.
Yes.
Yes.
But it's not just in China, right? It's all of Southeast Asia.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of Southeast Asian countries also celebrate. The Lunar New Year Festival.
Vietnam, Korea, I know.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, so.
What's happening in people's homes for New Year? How do they celebrate at home? What's kind of tradition?
Oh, I'm from Hong Kong,
okay.
China. So it's a lot of family time, a lot of eating, a lot of money collection.
Would that be the God of Fortune?
The God of Fortune
okay.
with the red pockets.
Yes.
So it's a lot of great memories.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. Lots of time and lots of good blessing. I think more importantly, remember staying positive. So I think that, you know, I remember, you know, growing up, it's all about staying positive.
Okay.
Yeah. New year, new time, staying positive, brain division into one
yeah.
together, moving forward and finding solutions and ways.
Do you make resolutions, you know, like a typical New Year's resolution? Is
we
that
do.
You do?
We do.
Really?
We do. Personally, I always do, I make New Year resolution. So,
okay.
Yes.
Same. What's your New Year's resolution for the year of the horse, Philip?
Staying positive, stop being judgmental.
Okay. Okay. So it's a commitment to yourself.
Yes.
People make on a personal level.
Yes.
You know. Anything planned special for the 25th anniversary of Quarry this year?
So we definitely have our community banquet in
okay.
May. So that will be a time to celebrate. Also providing different recognitions in terms of people have been supporting the communities through partnership with Corey and other avenues, and then also for the youth scholarships.
Yeah.
But definitely a lot of storytelling that I'm only being small segments of this 25 years.
Well.
A lot of people have paved the waves.
Yeah.
The former ED, former staff, former volunteers and board members, founding members, State Rep Taki Chan.
Yes.
So they have done so much. They have done so much. We couldn't be where we are without all the work that people have done.
Yeah.
So super grateful.
Where do you know where when that will be right now?
We'll be at Minx. So we'll be May. I remember the date, but not at this moment.
All right.
Of course.
All right. Well, yes. We'll have you back before then. How's that?
Oh, definitely. Let's talk about it. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. What do you need going forward at Corey? You know, how do you see the next?
That's a very good question.
Unveiling? Yeah.
So I think more importantly for the next 25 years,
mm-hmm.
We want to make sure that we continue creating a safe place for people who come to us, to asking for help, giving us feedback and suggestions, and then people feel safe that they can grow with us, grow with the community, and definitely we will evolve
mm-hmm.
in terms of where we're going next. So, but it's definitely going to be expanding our access to the work and services and programs that we're providing to the community.
Yeah. So. Internally, Philip, do you need, are there positions opened? Are you
always.
Looking to expand staff, really?
Always,
yeah.
Always.
Such as?
Yeah, so we have program managers, we have ambassador positions, we always open to speak to people that have the aspiration and interest in joining the sectors, because don't get me wrong, this is a very interesting, well needed in terms of talent sector,
mm-hmm.
And we always want to talk to people, and then really providing education, information in terms of how they can support and how we can partner together.
Yes.
To support the community.
Sure.
Yeah.
Will some of that information be available at Lunar New Year, perhaps?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Corey's a table there. Right?
We have a Corey table. Yeah. Are you planning to join?
I hope so.
Yes. It's
yeah.
Sunday.
Yes.
Yes. I hope we're accountable now if people see that.
So folks can stop by that table.
And definitely.
Learn
definitely.
More about
there's a lot of information. And when they see me, definitely talk to me. Come talk to me.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. It is free to get in. There's no admission, right? As always.
No admission.
Yeah.
Yes. Free to get in,
yep.
And please come to join us.
Logistically, you recommend people use the T?
Use the T,
right,
parking.
The street, yeah.
There's a parking lot, and then share ride.
Sure.
Come with people. Yeah, so those type of things.
We do have to mention there is a snow date. It's the following Sunday, March
1st. Are you trying to jinx it?
No, not
with
at all.
With the weather like this, right?
Well, every weekend it seems.
We never know.
It's
right?
been snowing, so.
Yes.
It would have to be. Be a pretty bad storm,
yes,
I would think.
Yes, yes, yes. Keeping the fingers crossed.
Trying to
yes.
reschedule. Can we talk a little bit about the volunteers, Philip, that helped put this festival
yes.
on? Because there's an army of folks behind the scenes here that
so
make this happen,
many,
right?
Yeah. So many. Adults, youth.
Yes.
So we have a lot of adult volunteers. We're partnering with State Street. They're adult volunteers. And then also outside of State Street, we have lots of volunteers joining us. Including students from QPS.
Yes.
They're doing lots of decoration, arts and crafts, getting ready for the festival. So it's going to be a lot of people, just lots of work. It really took the whole village to make this possible.
I can't even imagine, because what, up to 10,000 people
yeah,
usually show
yeah,
up?
Yeah, it's packed.
Yeah.
It's always packed. Yeah.
And are folks, volunteers, identifiable through
yes.
shirts? Or
yeah, T-shirt, okay. And then the gray smile.
So if anybody has questions or
yes.
or concerns, they can
yes.
ask.
They will have their name tag,
okay.
The volunteer shirt, so easy to identify.
Yes.
And then, of course, the gray smile. Yes.
Do you need more help? Is there opportunity?
Are you offering?
I'm too old.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes,
okay.
If people are interested, please feel free to reach out to us.
Okay.
Check out our website. Go to info@quincyasianresources.org.
Oh, okay.
And then we can definitely connect.
Okay.
Yeah.
After that, it's on to the Spring Festival? Is there an event before that?
After the spring, the Lunar New Year will be the communion banquet, and then after the communion banquet is the August moon, which is the third Sunday in August, August 16th.
Oh, you know already, okay.
Don't test me. I'm getting old too, since you're using that.
I like that we're talking about things in August, though. That's nice.
Yes. Looking forward to it.
Yes. I hope you have a wonderful festival again this year.
Thank you, Joe. As always.
Happy New Year. Happy healthy New Year to you and your staff and your family.
Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Thank you.